I felt like a blob of jelly, my body limp and unresponsive, making it hard for Maverick to lift me into a chair. The pain seemed to engulf me entirely, leaving me feeling helpless and vulnerable. Next door lived an unpleasant German man who was not liked by anyone in the local community. He was always complaining about people, spreading negativity wherever he went. My uncontrollable sobs echoed through the open door and windows over to next door, a symphony of pain and anguish that seemed to reverberate throughout the compound, disturbing the peace of the otherwise quiet neighborhood. Misinterpreting the source of my tears, the German man, alarmed by the noise, mistakenly believed that Maverick could cause me harm. Without hesitation, he promptly called the police, escalating the situation unnecessarily. The police arrived swiftly after the concerned German man's call. They are used to his calls complaining, their blue uniforms a stark contrast against the evening sky. Their lights flashing through the compound as they approached Maverick's house, their expression serious yet compassionate. After ensuring that I was unharmed by Maverick, they escorted me back to my auntie's house, where the prayer was still in progress. As long as I stayed close to others and made sure I was not alone, the police assured me that I would be safe for the remainder of the night. The following day, officials from the Department of Social Welfare and Development, DSWD, visited Maverick's home, their arrival heralding a new chapter in my tumultuous journey. Despite Maverick's willingness to providing me with a separate bed, officials from the DSWD expressed concern about my living situation. They insisted that I could not stay with Maverick. However, Maverick spoke up about the beatings I had endured, shedding light on the harsh realities of my home life.